quite honestly, because I think it makes a little bit more sense for us to pass this resolution. So let me read this. I don't know if I'm ever going to get used to reading this. Whereas automated external defibrillators are portable devices that can restore a heart to its normal rhythm and beat when a person suffers a sudden cardiac arrest. And whereas there's a plan to create a committee of volunteers by enlisting the assistance of various civic organizations, homeowners associations, swim and tennis clubs, developers, the PCID, and the businesses in the city of Dunwoody to raise funds to purchase 46 AEDs. And whereas the goal of the committee is to equip all Dunwoody police vehicles, the police department, city hall with automated external defibrillators. So that's the resolution. That's the motion that we...
Do you need public hearing?
I have public hearing. Anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this?
I'm done.
Thank you. Anybody that wishes to speak in opposition to this, please make your way to the podium. All right.
It wasn't really done.
I just wanted to remind you something. Just for the record, we already have some feedback in favor of this idea. But we've already had conversations with the Methodist Church folks this evening, as after the proclamation was done earlier. And the Dunwoody Methodist Church has offered to put up their nonprofit status as the collector of the funds, so all the funds that come in will be tax deductible. I'm going to break this, I'll talk to Dick about it later, but I think it's important to know that this church continues to perform outrageously good things to this community. Not only are they going to give us their access to their nonprofit status, but they also committed to purchase the first three AEDs for the city. As a donation on behalf of one of their members of the church who passed away from sudden cardiac arrest. So again, my thanks to Bill Robinson and the folks in the main office on this thing. It's a tremendous way to start this program off. My next opportunity, I'll be putting out emails to every civic group, business group. I already sent some stuff to the PCID to get with them and the Chamber of Commerce. Whoever the big corporate donors with the big checkbooks first. I've also spoken to Councilman Shortle's wife about some fundraising opportunities that she wants to do. Must make $75,000 for about 50 defibrillators across the city. That is an extremely doable goal in this city. And I think we get All Saints competing against the Methodists, and we get the Baptists competing against the Marcus Center, and the synagogues competing against the Presbyterians, and churches alone will get some little competitive activity going. So I thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Lunson. Anybody wishing to speak in opposition? Please make your way to the podium. Seeing that there's none. I'm going to put it back. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Last minute, Bob, We'll make a motion we don't even need a motion. City Council is also going to provide one. We want it to be the first, so can we beat the Methodist out?
How much is it? I was told to bring a check to
this too.
I'm Captain. I could do the first 100. Challenge you guys to match.
But yeah, in all fairness, we spoke about this a week and a half ago. And my first comment was, I already gave away all my money, and then my second comment was, absolutely, we're all in this together. So
I'll tell Lana that you rushed ahead of him.
Oh, please do. I think I will.
Blame it on one of us, because he walks
here. Is there a room with the Catholics? Okay. All right, so we have a resolution on the table. Is there a motion for the
second?
Mr. Taylor, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank goodness. And Mr. Lunson, I'll give you this. We'll get you a commemorative copy. as well. So, okay, with that, thank you very much, John, for catching that. I'm going to make a motion that we break into executive session to discuss legal and real estate matters.
And we're not going to conduct any business afterwards?
We are not going to conduct any business after. So those of you that do wish to stay around to see us hit the gavel, please wait in the hall. All in favor of executive session, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?